You can't drive the 101 without seeing that no one should go hungry, signs asking for donations to the food bank. Over the last 10 years, national research has shown that only about 30% of people experiencing some degree of food insecurity utilize the food bank. Many will stretch their food budget through managing other needs against food. Imagine deciding you can't pay your hydro bill this month because, if you do, you can't buy enough food to feed your family. Advocacy at higher government levels needs to be a goal for organizations working hard to resolve the food security crisis, highlighting root causes and avenues to reduce food insecurity. This needs to be part of the conversation, because the reality is that it is mostly a result of insufficient incomes and supports not keeping pace with the costs of living. A number of organizations on the Sunshine Coast are working on innovative programming that finds dignified ways for us reach the other 60-70% of individuals who may be experiencing food insecurity, meeting people where they are at, providing new food access points and healthy options. It is inspiring to see. This impassioned statement comes from Dr. Chris Hergsheimer, lead food programmer, Sunshine Coast Community Services Society, SCCSS. Learn more about federal policy and advocacy campaigns at www.foodbankscanada.ca/policy-and-advocacy/. Please consider donating to the Coastwide Food Bank Drive.ca. The SCCSS website says, in 2020, 54 volunteers gave 4,556 hours of their time and served over 1,400 unique participants in our community. About 34% of the individuals served by the food bank are children. The food bank distributes food every Wednesday. The Half Moon Bay Community Association and Lyft Commodity Trading is doing their part through a $4,000 donation to the One Straw Society, OSS, Crop Circle Food Box Program. This program connects local businesses and farmers providing fresh, local food items with people who need help putting food on the table. As Dr. Hergsheimer points out, the need is out there. You don't have to go very far to hear the stories about food scarcity. Go to the HBCA's website for information on how to apply. I checked in with Wendy White, who is doing great work to ensure no child goes hungry at the Half Moon Bay Community School. The HBCA donated $12,000 to this year's food breakfast and lunch program. We have lots of great volunteers, parents helping run Wendy's drive-through hot breakfast program 5 mornings a week. Both the lunch and breakfast programs are for all kids, no charge and no questions asked. And we couldn't do it without the donations from the community. The Bees column is delayed until the week of May 20th, World Bee Day. Who knew? April 22nd is Earth Day, so for my next column I'd like to share stories on how you are helping to take better care of our precious planet. Send an email to me at mcmahonlinda8138@gmail.com. Don't forget to donate, help feed the hungry.